You are listening to a Commonwealth Bank of Australia Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. This podcast provides general market-related information and is not intended to be an investment research report. The information contained in this podcast is based on previously published material, and before listening, you're advised to read the full Global Economic and Markets Research Disclaimers, which can be found at combankresearch.com.au.
Welcome to the Global Economics and Markets Research Podcast. My name is Dennis Voznesensky, and I'm the Agri and Sustainability Economist here at CBA. Today, I have John Oh from our International and Sustainable Economics team joining us to talk about the latest note on the new Vehicle Efficiency Standards, or NVES. The federal government recently proposed the new Vehicle Efficiency Standards. For those that may not know, John, can you tell us what these NVES are and why is it actually significant?
Yeah, good question. Hey, Dennis, it's good to be on the show. Thanks for having me. So yeah, the NVES is a supply side policy. And just to explain how it works, for the first time in Australia's history, the government will set next year tailpipe emissions target for new light vehicles sold in Australia. Essentially, how it works is each year, manufacturers that supply cars into Australia will be under a standard, a target. And for those that overperform on the targets, they will receive credits. And for those that underperform on the targets, they will receive debits or have to pay penalties. So depending on how much you overperform, you'll receive the equivalent amount of credits, and vice versa. Depending on how much you underperform, you'll receive debits, which can be cancelled by buying credits or by paying a penalty rate. So overall, the NVES is designed to reward manufacturers who sell lower emitting cars overall, and disincentivize or penalize manufacturers who sell higher emitting cars in Australia.
That makes a lot of sense, John, but the news headlines in the past, say, 4 weeks have shown that this policy has received both support and pushback from different auto groups, so mixed results. What's actually been the case from your perspective?
Yeah, there has been a lot of pushback and discussion, a lot of controversy around this policy. And just to set things clear, so this target aims to follow the US by 2028. And what a lot of people have said has been that some of the mechanisms around the credit system and some of the demand incentives that are available in the US are not in Australia. So I guess their concern has been around, if we're going to follow the US, should we have the same sort of systems and incentives that are in the US? But essentially, most manufacturers prior to the announcement of the targets around a month ago were supportive of the NVES, but really the pushback isn't around the intention of the NVES, but around the timing and the rate of reduction. Because when you think about it, as an auto manufacturer that's responding to a policy like this, there's some few levers that they could pull to respond. So in the short term, they can change the volume of cars being sent to Australia, the composition. So manufacturers sell a variety of different vehicles, so they can shift their composition towards more low emitting vehicles. And they can also shift the price to make that more attractive to sell the low emission cars. But in terms of the NVES, it's essentially designed to attract greater supply of low emission vehicles in Australia. But the pushback is that, you know, with less than a year that manufacturers have been given to achieve these targets, it's too short of a time to plan and to bring new products to Australia in this amount of time. Different manufacturers will react differently to the NVES. What I mean by that is some are very well placed under this new policy and therefore have been supportive. Some are less well placed. And so essentially that's the reason why there have been such divergent voices supporting and pushing back against the NVES.
And John, if we dig a little bit deeper into what the NVES is actually asking, what is the rate of reduction that it's actually asking for? And are most manufacturers actually well-placed to meet it from this? I assume this is an emissions reduction point of view?
Yes, tailpipe emissions reduction point of view. So between 2024 to 2029, the NVES, the preferred option, aims to reduce tailpipe emissions by 60%. Now, that's equivalent to around 17% per year. If you look historically at what the rate of reduction has been, it's been for passenger vehicles around 6%. So passenger vehicles, meaning passenger cars like sedans, hatchbacks, plus SUVs. And then when you look at the light commercial vehicle segment, like utes, vans, and light buses, it's been around 1%. So it is a sharp reduction compared to historicals. But just want to flag, this really is the intention of the NVS. It is meant to be ambitious and create change in terms of vehicles that are being supplied and sold in Australia. Now, there has been some analysis by Blue Flag, which is an organization that monitors historical sales of vehicles in Australia and also projects out what models are coming to Australia between now and for the next 5 years. And they say that four out of the top 20 manufacturers will automatically meet the targets in 2025. So they don't have to change any of their sales strategy and they will automatically meet targets, which is great for them. But for the rest, they're around 8 out of 20, which will have moderate difficulty meeting the targets, and around 4 out of 20, which will have high difficulty. And so that sort of shows a nuanced picture of what the NVS will mean for different manufacturers, but also just flagging their modeling shows that the picture looks more challenging for 2029 targets.
It's very interesting. So you have 12 out of 20 manufacturers possibly struggling to meet these targets. I think that's a really interesting figure that you have here, that under the NVES, you'll need 17% reduction in emissions per year,
yes.
Whereas previously for passenger vehicles, it's been around 6%. It looks like it's a challenging set of targets. What's the good and what's the bad news overall, John?
Yeah, good question. Just before I respond, I'd say two things. As I said before, this is the intention of the NVS, is to challenge the way business is done in Australia, challenge the type of vehicles that are done in Australia. And by putting a target and putting a set of incentives and penalties, it's meant to change the composition of Australia's vehicles into more low emission vehicles. And the second thing I would say is, look, the Blue Flag analysis is a big picture sort of industry analysis, but at the end of the day, each vehicle manufacturer will come up with an optimal strategy to the NVS, and that would accelerate change in this industry. Now, to answer your question, in terms of good news, those that sell purely battery electric vehicles, so there are three in Australia, BYD, Tesla, and Polestar, they're in a great place because they will automatically receive credits. And, you know, they may not necessarily pass down those credits to consumers with lower price vehicles. But if they do, these numbers can be quite significant. So if you assume, for example, manufacturers receive $100 per credit, Tesla on average can receive credits which are equivalent to around 21% of the average vehicle price in 2023. So if that does get pushed to consumers, that's really great news, although it is not guaranteed. Now on the other side, having said that, some manufacturers have voiced some concerns and said that they will pass on the penalty or the debit that they incur from the NVS to consumers. And indeed, the Blue Flag analysis shows that, you know, that debits could be up to, you know, 0 to 7% of the average vehicle price in 2025 for passenger vehicle. And for light commercial vehicle segment, you know, the debits can be, you know, up to 11% as well. And so the biggest question is, for both the good news and the bad news, will they pass that on to consumers? And what would that mean for the market next year?
Yeah, incredibly interesting. So yeah, that 21% of the cost of a Tesla on average, you said, could be passed on in theory, if it's passed on in the form of credits, could be the benefit to consumers. And on the downside, -1% to -11% for those vehicles that are manufactured that do not meet the standards.
Yeah, -1% to 11% for the light commercial vehicle segment, and then range from 0% to 7% for passenger vehicles.
And so the NVES, that's going to start in January of 2025. As this next year begins with this policy in place, what are you going to be keeping an eye out for as the years roll forward, John?
Yeah, I think first thing I'll be looking out for is how this brings positive change to the market. So in terms of those that are well-placed, how will this better support the uptake of electric vehicles amongst manufacturers who only sell battery electric vehicles. And then I'll also be keeping a sharp eye out for would there be sort of some negative unintended consequences in terms of price. Second thing I'll be looking out for would be, as a result of the NVS, would there be new supply announcements? Would there be new entrants entering into Australian market, selling cheaper low emission vehicles because as a reaction to the NVS? And I guess this last thing I'll be looking at for will be especially within the ute space. So when you look at EV uptake last year, predominantly it's come outside of the light commercial vehicle segment. And I think it's for two reasons. One is definitely supply. Last year, there was only one model out there that was a battery electric vehicle, and the uptake of that was very low. And so I'll be really keen to see, as there are new low emission vehicle models coming into Australia this year, next year, how that a greater level of supply, what that means in terms of demand. Will we see greater EV uptake? And I'm sure we will. But I think the second question I'll have about this segment is about consumer appetite and their preferences. Now, Australians have a large preference for large SUVs and utes, but for both lifestyle and work purposes. So I'd be really keen to see what the appetite is for, especially those that use the utes for work. What the appetite will be for things like low emission vehicle models like the plug-in hybrids that have a combination of both fuel and battery, and what the uptake will be in that segment for the next couple of years.
So definitely a lot to look forward to, John. A lot's going to be happening over the next year, over the next couple of months, even in terms of the numbers being finalized surrounding NVES. You can read the full report titled New Vehicle Efficiency Standards Race to the Bottom. Where is that based, John? Where on our website system is that?
Yeah, you can find that out. You can find that report on combankresearch.com.au, or also you can follow me on LinkedIn. My name is John O on LinkedIn. And there you'll see our latest notes that are available to the public.
Brilliant. Thanks for being on the podcast, John.
Thanks for having me, Dennis.